Recently, I've been telling you about Chuck Norris and how he's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's his secret? Well, it's called Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. What does it taste like? Well, unlike other green drinks that taste about as delicious as freshly mowed grass clippings, this one actually tastes pretty good. Heck, if I can get it down, you can get it down. Just like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe today. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary. Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. Today, plausibly live, it's the ZABEcast.
We'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Today's guest, sports radio lifer and DC Jewish Sports Hall of Famer, Andy Pollin.
See?
And now, let's get to yakking.
Here we go.
Monday, September 16, 2024. Thank you for downloading. You know, my wife, as you know, Andy, is not a big sports fan, but sometimes she has the most amazing timing. Care to ask what she asked me and my house guest, Houston Scotty, who was here for the weekend, about NFL kickers as we were eating dinner tonight?
Well, I would imagine it's a very insightful question because she doesn't have the background that you and I do have with kickers. I'd like to hear the purity of that question that she asked.
She said, so what happens if a team has their kicker get injured? And I said, funny you should ask, because that's exactly what happened to the New York Football Giants Sunday in Raoul John. Graham Gano on the opening kickoff, the dynamic kickoff, the kickoff that teams are pretty much opting to not participate in. And I had to explain to her, I said, you know, they had nobody on the team they trusted to give it a go. You would think someone athletic enough would be able to go ahead and do it, but it's harder than you think, and they didn't trust anybody, and they got fucked by that today.
Well, yeah, there was a time, and it's probably, gosh, it has to be at least 40 years ago, where there was a guy by the name of Don Cockcroft kicked for the Browns and was their punter. But those days seem to have been passed. Now, there are also instances in history where kickers played another position, but that's when the rosters were like 40 people. So it's changed.
Well, yeah, Pat Summerall was one, right? He was a tight end who also kicked. Lou the Toe Groza also was a two-way position player. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it's harder than you think. There was a DB for the Texans. I'm going to look him up right now, who I think was pressed into emergency duty. And he did pretty well because he was a former soccer player.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They don't trust even, you know, an extra points now are a real field goal at 33 yards. So you can't trust a guy to even get an extra point up.
Right. And the amount of time that you have between the snap and the hold and the kick, it's not much. And they practice all the time. As a matter of fact, there used to be quarterbacks would be the holder and they wouldn't have an inordinate amount of time to practice. Well, now it's a 3-man operation all week long and that's all they do. So that's also changed the way kicks are done.
I mean, these teams have a surplus of wide receivers every week, a surplus of linemen. They sometimes roll in with a very thin running back room, and they often will only dress one backup quarterback, although now they've got the emergency QB rule, but they really don't carry more than one or two guys, which is nuts. And you would think that they would have this for kickers because the Giants would have probably won the game with a kicker. Agreed?
Right, and also I read where Graham Gano was actually on the injury report, so he was dealing with something leading into the game and then trying to chase down Austin Eckler. Oh, my leg, you know, look like every 40-year-old guy, you know, running routes with his son, you know, on a weekend when he hasn't done anything all week.
He had a groin injury, and he hurt his hamstring. Now, I didn't see the play, so he was trying to stop Eckler from returning it.
Yeah, I mean, Eckler took it down the sideline.
How far did Eckler get on it?
Oh, he got into the end zone, and some schmiggy that they just called up from the practice squad had a hold about 20 yards away from the play.
That so it was a touchdown.
Oh, it should have been, except this idiot was holding.
Yes. Yay, penalties in the NFL. So we just finished watching as a nation, the damn Chiefs get another call to bail them out. And this is where we're going to get into it. I said on Twitter, look, I am a guy who will die on the hill of calls at the end of games that are impactful enough to decide who wins and loses have to be extreme in their nature. None of this, well, technically it was a penalty. It better have affected the play. It better have been egregious. It better have been, yeah, you gotta call that. I don't believe that call that the Chiefs got was one of those calls. I thought the Bengals defender was high-pointing the ball. He has a right to go for it. He does not have a right to go through the receiver's back. But it's not like his head wasn't up. He was playing the ball, and he got a quicker jump and a high-pointed the ball, and yes, bumped into the receiver from the back. No flag on 4th and 16. But,
The Chiefs get those.
So you're that guy then. You are a strict constructionist then.
Okay. And then if they go by your rules, everybody knows, hey, you got to knock his head off to get the penalty. So you're never going to have a receiver a chance to get the ball.
That wasn't even close in my mind. If Rashee
Rice, he hit him
in
the back when the ball was in the
In the air. So here's the thing, Andy. I know you are saying this now, but I know you don't believe it. You know how I know you don't believe it? Because you know that in basketball and in every other sport, judgment is always used of you don't call a charge there. You don't call a this there. That there is always the sliding scale of judgment about what to call and when. You know that. You've argued that with me on the sports reporters over the years. I know that for a fact.
A charge and a foul are very, very close. You can argue them either way.
Like holding or illegal motion. Or how about the new penalty that everyone loves so much, the lined up 1 inch too far behind the guard penalty?
Although I didn't see as much of that today. They decided to enforce that in week 1. But,
going on to your eyes on the couch?
I can't tell.
Of course not. Nobody can tell.
But I could tell.
The players couldn't tell.
At the end of the play today, yes, I could.
Okay. Has there ever been a very shaky PI call that you say, would not have called that?
Of course. But that one you're talking about, I would have called.
I know. And I would say that most fans would say, yes, I would call that. I don't call it on 4th and 16, a bailout play, by the way, in which Mahomes is doing his running around bullshit.
Well,
God, I hate this team. I hate this team so much. I mean, number one, I hate them because they're good, but also they get every fucking call at the end of games. I hate their coach with his dipshit son that maimed a poor kid drunk driving. I hate their quarterback's dipshit brother who molested a bar and restaurant owner and then paid her off to be quiet. I hate how they harbored a domestic abuser in Tyreek Hill just long enough to then trade him. I love how they're doing the same thing again for another bag of shit in Rashee Rice. I hate this team. They can't. I hate Nick Wright peacocking about them all the damn time on Fox Sports 1. I cannot stand them.
No, I don't watch Nick Wright, and much of what you said about the team I tend to agree with. But it's unrelated to what happened on the field today.
Yeah, but
and
it's
what happened on the field was the correct call was made.
It's all related to who they are. Also, the owner's a bad guy. He was voted the least popular owner by the Players Anonymous poll in the NFL. Did you see that? Clark Hunt Jr. Finished dead last in that.
Yeah. His father was beloved, and his father is one of the most important people in the history of the league.
I know.
But yeah. I'd say the same thing about Mara. You know, Wellington Mara was a fine man. His son is a dick.
I can't stand him either. So I'm glad they lost to your Commanders. And that they got caught with their pants down with a kicker who was already on the injured report. Like, yeah, he's got a groin injury. Should we bring another kicker up just in case? I don't know. We got to have our fifth left guard on the roster. That's another thing. These fucking coaches, they're like, well, I got to have the extra this. I got to have the extra that. Somebody should say, look, our guy is on the injured report. We're going to be in a pillow fight with the Commanders. In fact, I called this game so on the nose when I said in You Are Looking Live, the pillow fight in Raoul John between the Commanders and the Giants. Shout out to Austin Siebert, your new kicker, 7 for 7, a new franchise record.
Okay, but that's
2 days afterwards.
What? Also, good for him for making him, but it's a dubious record.
Why?
It means you were so unbelievably ineffective
in the red zone,
foolish in the red zone, that you were attempting 7 field goals. How many teams attempt 7 field goals in a game and win?
It's not often. But just like I've seen dealers hit 7 card 21s, 2, 5, 6, 3, ace, 4, 2, 21. God damn it.
You have to see this to believe some of the red zone destruction that they had. I mean, it was just unbelievable how bad it was.
Yeah, well, I did text Andy when Jaden Daniels, who played a really nice game, 23 of 29, 200 and some odd yards, no picks, but no touchdowns either, ran for 40 yards. He left the game because, again, he's out there playing hero. Got racked by a couple of tacklers, helmet right to his ribs. Luckily for him, it just knocked the wind out of him. Next time he'll have broken ribs, he'll be out for 6 weeks. And I texted Andy, I'm like, this fucking dummy, he's hurt already. And you go, calm down, he's back in the game.
He missed two plays, but also.
It's coming, Andy. It's coming. He's coming.
He ran 10 times, and two of them were kneel downs. So
eight runs, which were effective. He's fucking slippery as shit. He's a nice passer, too. He really is. He's a nice passer.
He's going to be good. You're right. He does have to learn how to protect himself. But that weapon of being able to take off. Now, right now, and hopefully this will change, but right now when he drops back and he doesn't immediately see anybody open, his instinct is to run. He's got to get to the point where he comes to the line of scrimmage and goes, okay, this guy's here, that guy's here, this is what I'm going to do on this, and then make the decision quickly. He's not at that point yet.
Yeah. A couple quick mop-ups here. I shouldn't say that Clark Hunt is the most hated, but he got the lowest grade of all 32 owners in the NFLPA's latest anonymous team surveys with an F- mark.
And Dan Snyder leaving makes it tougher on the other owners, doesn't it?
I would love to know what he's doing that makes their own players hate him so much, because Andy Reid gets an A+ ranking as a coach. But the owner got an F- mark in this anonymous survey, so there's that. And then the kicker is Dari Ogunbowale for the Houston Texans. He made a 29-yard field goal in the second half of a game last year to give the Texans a 33-30 lead over an eventual 39-37 comeback victory Sunday at NRG Stadium. This was last year. He was the first guy to make a field goal in the NFL who was a regular position player since Wes Welker in 04.
Wow.
How about them apples?
Didn't Doug Flutie drop kick an extra point?
I believe Belichick permitted him to try one. I don't think it went in.
Okay. I thought it did, and then he credited Chris Berman, whose head almost exploded with pride.
Well, wouldn't that be a field goal?
I think it would be an extra point, right? It was attempted an extra point.
Well, it was a drop kick. So, yeah. I mean, why do they used to drop kick it? Because they didn't believe in holders? We're not spending a roster spot on a holder. Just drop it on the ground and boom.
Old Pudge Heffelfinger.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
He could really boot it.
All right. Football is back. And so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit. Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
My Packers, Andy. My Packers. My new adopted team, for which I own one share of worthless Packers stock, beat the Colts 16-10 with backup Malik Willis, who did just what he was told. 12 of 14, a buck 22, no picks in the game, ran the ball nicely, was a masterful game plan by Matt LaFleur. This was a real Picasso. It was really more like a 26-3 game, but they had a fumble at the goal line by Josh Jacobs, who did have 32 carries for buck 51. And Shane Steichen. Okay, let's talk about this dipshit for the Colts. Ready? Their coach. You have mocked me and laughed at me for saying if you gave me a full year of tutelage, an immersive study, I could be an average play caller in the NFL. Not an OC, not a guy to design an offense, not a coach to tell players how about technique. Just literally an order off the menu guy. You've laughed at that, right?
Yes, and I will continue to laugh at that, but go ahead, state your case.
Okay, you laugh at that, and others laugh at that, because you guys genuflect at the altar of the almighty unknowable football, and it's not that fucking complicated, all right? It is a sense of, is this play a smart play? So they're down a touchdown at one critical juncture in the game in the second half, and they've got third and one with Jonathan Taylor, a guy they paid a ton of money to at running back. Really good back who knows how to get a yard. Is he a big bruising back? No. But he can get a fucking yard. He can find a crack, slip into a crack. He's your best runner. They take him out of the game on third down and run a toss option play with Anthony Richardson, their quarterback, where he tosses it because the Packers had scouted it and read it out like a book. And then the guy they tossed to goes for minus five. So the genius play of let's take our best runner out because he's not a big back. We need a big back for a first down. And then run this gizmo play that if it doesn't work, it takes you out of fourth and one. That's what coaches are so dumb about. They think all their plays are going to work. When you and I know, Andy, as fans and as guys sitting on the couch, it's 50-50. Any play will work. And the coaches don't have that humility of, okay, here's the play. I like the play. 50-50, it works. But what's the downside if it doesn't work? Well, if it's a plunge by Jonathan Taylor into the A-gap, it's still fourth and one. I can go for it and probably get it. If this shithole play doesn't work, it's minus five, and then we got to kick a field goal. And then they try to kick a field goal, and their guy missed. Dummy. See, they're dummies. While you say I would be a bad play caller, I didn't say I'd be the best in the league. I said I would be average. I'd be middle of the road because I would know don't take Jonathan Taylor out on third and one.
Well, you never even played high school football.
Doesn't matter.
And I don't at any level, even Pee Wee. But also, here's what happens on those plays. And I agree with you on a lot of things about short yardage plays. I never understand why they run up in shotgun. It's just stupid. The Eagles have had this thing figured out for years with the tush push. That's the way to do it. But what happens is if the guy hits a big play on the play you're talking about and he gets 15, 20 yards, then he sits in the post game news conference. Yeah, we looked at a lot of things on film this week and we saw what we could do there. And, you know, and they like to pound their chest when that play works.
Of course. So, you know why?
Like, you know why? Outsmarted everybody.
You know why? Because they're human beings with egos. Yeah. And until robots start calling plays or AI starts calling plays, you're going to always be subject to the big dick syndrome with coaches and coordinators. And it's a terrible thing because it'll often lead you into suboptimal decisions. Any good play caller has to be agnostic and humble. Agnostic about the fact that all these plays have a 50-50 shot of working. The defense has been studying our ass off all week, and they know our tendencies, so they may be ready for us, or our guy might slip. And so guess what? With that humility and that agnosticness of it might work, then think of, all right, what's the worst case if it doesn't? Because there's a 50-50 shot. He didn't think of the worst case if it wouldn't, and it fucked him at a bad part of the game. But he's not the only one with what I call coaching galaxy brain. Galaxy brain is also Sean McVay. Sean McVay today had Matt Stafford in the game down 41-10. A guy in Stafford who has been broken and bruised and battered and is the key to them being competitive the rest of the year, even after Cooper Kupp left the game today with an ankle injury, which goes on top of the Puka Nacua injury in week one. This is the same coach that doesn't play anybody in August. Why? He doesn't want them to get hurt. And then he's going to leave in Stafford down 41-10 in the fourth. Why?
Well, okay, why? And I don't agree with this logic, but this is what I have been told about the circumstance that you're talking about. This is called leadership. And this is Matt Stafford saying, I know we dug ourselves into this deep hole and this is awful, but this is on me too, and I'm going to stick it out with you guys. That seems to be the mindset on that. That's the only explanation I can give you on
that. Yeah. Well, it's just dumb. It is strategically suboptimal and coded in all kinds of stupid, meaningless machismo.
Yeah. Yep,
but people get carried away. You know, someone else, the Broncos got handled by a very mediocre Pittsburgh team with Justin Fields looking just kind of good enough, whatever. But, you know, Bo Nix stinks. And Sean Payton, somebody had a great tweet saying, you know what, I'm not sure who's the bigger grift right now, Deion at Colorado or Sean Payton with the Broncos, but at least Deion has people interested in Colorado. Sean Payton, that team is a hard watch, and I watched all that game with my buddy Houston Scotty. So I'm watching it going, okay, Bo Nix stinks. And somebody had the perfect tweet going, yeah, remember when everyone started jacking off to this guy because he had one good preseason game And I laughed and I said, yes, I remember that exactly.
Yep. Yeah, no, the narrative on these rookie quarterbacks now is, oh, don't judge them like the past, because they've been to multiple schools and they've played 5 years and they're ready. No, they're not really ready for the NFL. They're ready for college. They played a lot of college. But yeah, this is why, if you look at most of the successful quarterbacks, not all, but most of them sat for a while before they got to play. And they get ruined pretty quickly if you throw them into these situations.
Yeah. Then there's not just the coaches who are idiots. The players are often idiots. Even the ones that are supposed to be the smart, level-headed leaders called the quarterback, Andy. Because Will Levis, the Mayo kid, has done it again. You thought last week's fuck-up against the Bears would have been the last one you'd see from him in a long time? You'd be wrong. Levis threw a backward shovel pass intended for Tyjae Spears that predictably did not work out well at all and led to a massive game-changing turnover, to which Brian Callahan, their new head coach, was seen screaming at him as he came off the field, "What the fuck are you doing?" You know, this reminds me of what I call the Ace Rothstein principle from the great movie, The Casino, in which Casino, the county commissioner comes in and begs for his nephew's job. And Ace Rothstein, the casino boss, Robert De Niro, I forget what hotel he was the boss of in that movie, but he was one of the big hotel guys out there, part of the Chicago mob. And he says very calmly, he says, look, either your nephew was too dumb to see that slot machine paying out 3 jackpots in less than 4 hours, or he was in on it. Either way, it jeopardizes the entire operation. There's nothing I can do to save his job. Will Levis is jeopardizing the entire operation. He's too stupid to play quarterback in the NFL. Change my mind.
I really don't have anything to offer on this. I didn't see any of the game. I saw Aaron Rodgers won.
Wait,
he's very smug about that.
Wait till you see the play, Andy. And I'll loop back with you in a week and go, okay, probably too dumb to play in the NFL.
Yeah, well, that gets found out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So this is a second year, right? Second year, is it?
Yeah. We know this. The Panthers are completely fucked, and they're going to be 1-1 yet again. 26-3, the Chargers handle them. Who's got it better than us? Nobody. Bryce Young, 86 yards passing on 26 squeezes. He's now 2-16 as a starter. And he, too, was having plays where he was whoop, 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 running for his life, minus 12 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and then freezing when he just had to throw the ball away and getting hammered by defenders.
He will be the new Jameis Winston. The best thing for him is to get out of that mess. That team has a real shot at 0-17. They might do it. They might be the first team to do that.
But, Andy, they're
horrendous.
He's the mess.
He's a mess, but the rest of the team isn't good either.
No, the rest of the team is not good, but he can't play.
No, he can't. He can't. He cannot play. And they traded up to get him.
I know.
They had C.J. Stroud, and they traded up. Oy.
And Richardson for the Colts, after seeing a full game of him, I'm like, Colts fans, good luck with this guy, because I just don't see it at the NFL level. Good college player, or good for a little hot minute. One really good game, physical traits, an arm that makes you go, ooh. But he was just making prefab reads where he dropped back and he's like, I know I'm going to this guy on the slant, on the right flat. Oh, shit. There's a defender completely with inside leverage. That was an easy pick. Why did I throw it there? Oh, because I decided that before I even snapped the ball. Like, he has bad instincts.
Right?
Yeah.
Sixth game in the NFL.
I know.
Yeah,
I know. It's early, but still, is it not too early to say Bryce Young is a complete and utter dry hole?
No, I don't think it's too early.
Good.
And look at the – who are the aside from Tua Tagovailoa, whose career may or may not be over, who are the Alabama quarterbacks after, like, Ken Stabler that have been really good?
Not, they don't exist.
Not very many, which is kind of crazy to think about. Okay, the Browns and Jags. The Browns, of course, win because that's what teams do when they look like the worst team on the field. In 1 week, the Kaleidoscope League turns, and you see a whole different picture. They met a Jaguars team that has now lost 7 of the last 8 dating back to last year, including the playoffs. They completely stink. Were they in the playoffs last year? I can't remember, but they're not good. Watson had a rushing touchdown. What was this story in the pregame shows about him and his contract?
Who are you talking about?
Deshaun Watson.
Oh, Deshaun Watson. Oh, that was and actually, what's his name from Fox had to recant what he said.
Oh, really? Jay Glazer had to recant what he said about his contract.
I saw it on Twitter. He said when they extended the contract to make the numbers work, you know, because it was going to take like a $70 million cap hit or something like that, that they restructured it in a way that if he was suspended, that they money would not, you know, count. He would still get to keep all the money from the contract. That's the way he put it. And then he said, my bad, a little later on and explained. Look it up on Twitter. But he went back on what he said about that.
Okay. Meanwhile, the Saints ripped the Cowboys, 44-19. Alvin Kamara, 4 touchdowns. Saints went 6-for-6 on touchdowns in their first 6 drives of the game.
You like it now, Jerry? You like it now?
And, of course, people will blame Dak. Dak was not great, 27-39. He had 2 INTs, though. He did have a fumble. It was recovered, however. But you should never put the ball on the turf if you're the quarterback. And, they just got blown out. Now, here's what's weird about the game. Derek Carr threw this sweet touchdown pass on a straight 9 route, post route to number 22. Who is Rashid Shaheed, number 22. When I first saw the highlight, I said, fuck, who's their running back with blazing field-changing speed running a post through 2 defenders? Turns out he's a wide receiver, and he wears 22 now. Where do you stand, Andy, on wideouts now wearing 20s?
I'm okay. That doesn't bother me. I remember when the league made it all mandatory about 50 years ago, and I thought it was just, I kind of like seeing guys in odd numbers at positions. They allow it now. Single digits are very popular. Even the kickers, they run out of single digits. Kickers have to take other numbers.
That does not surprise me. You know nothing bothers this guy. Just keep her moving. Okay.
I'm supposed to get upset about a wide receiver wearing 22. I'm sorry. I got bigger problems.
I didn't say upset. I wanted you to draw a line. You go, no, that's bullshit. Wideouts should not be wearing 22. They look like running backs.
Bob Hayes wore 22. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Also on brand. Old player. All right. Anything from the college football weekend that caught your eye?
Oh, well, Dion is just the aggrieved Dion, you know. All he does is, everybody's against me, everybody hates me, they hate our players. And they were complete jerks after the game, you know. Now, there was some stupid trash talking by Colorado State, I'll give you that. But, this is, again, why I believe that Deion Sanders will not be coaching next year at Colorado. Both his sons will be gone, there's no real reason to stay there. And they're going to finish with another 4-win season. That's my prediction.
Yeah. The quarterback for Colorado State, this guy, Braden Fowler Nicolosi, approached Shador at midfield after the game, extended his hand, but Shador refused and said, you were talking that shit on Instagram. You can't fuck with me. Fowler Nicolosi walked away and said, keep talking. Now, last week, when Shador was talking shit to the Nebraska players at the coin flip going, you know, we about to roll you. Well, he left the game early with an injury, so he didn't have to face the music. But when they win, he makes sure to then return the favor. I don't know what this guy for Colorado State said on social media. It's all just so disappointing, Andy, because to me, sportsmanship matters.
Well, it's different now. Sportsmanship isn't sportsmanship the way we knew it. It just isn't. And
will it ever make a comeback?
I don't know. Because first of all, a trash talking celebration, that's all celebrated now. And that's why when you watch the Little League World Series, they flip their bats in the air. which used to, you know, create bench clearing brawls, or at least somebody like Bob Gibson would put it in your ear the next time you were at the plate. So, you know, what are the rules for sportsmanship now? They don't seem to exist.
I guess not. And who's, I guess, who's going to help push them back into existence in sports?
Nobody. Okay. Nobody.
Georgia had a scare for their life. Texas appears really good. You saw the first extended glimpses of the new Golden Boy, Arch Manning, and he ran for a 67-yard touchdown. People were going nuts, going, a Manning that can actually run?
Right.
What hath God wrought?
Well, but realize it's Texas San Antonio.
It's a 67-yard touchdown run.
Understand, but the when's the Oklahoma game? Because remember, this the Oklahoma game was when Caleb Williams replaced Spencer Rattler, who was a Heisman Trophy favorite that year.
Rattler was, yeah. Then Caleb Williams took all the spotlight.
Right. So could Arch Manning do that to Quinn Ewers? Because Quinn Ewers was the Heisman favorite going into the season.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether he'll be able to play next week, but it looks like they're ready to play Arch. Arch looks like he's ready to roll.
Yeah. Do you know what the longest run, not even touchdown run, longest run in Peyton and Eli Manning's entire football careers are, college and pro?
Between the two of them, I'm going to guess 25 yards.
Just guess for each one. How long was Peyton's longest?
Peyton was 20 and Eli is 25. I don't know.
I'm so sorry. You overbid, Andy. The answer is 15 and 13.
Wow. Well, you're too young to remember the namesake of Arch, but I saw him play in college and he could run.
Archie Manning could run.
Yeah, he could.
He also had to run for his life playing for a god awful Saints team.
He may be the most sacked quarterback in history because they didn't keep track of sacks until 82. And that's when he had played most of his career. So, yeah, it was a mess.
And also, football back in the day, when it was third and long and a team called up a pass play, they expected you as a quarterback to take your massive seven-step drop and set up shop in the pocket and let it go under heavy artillery pressure no matter what. And these quarterbacks were getting completely blown up by defensive backs and linebackers and DNs. Like, go to YouTube. You know what it's like, Andy. I don't need to tell you.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, if you watch highlights even of the 80s,
you'll say,
this is a different game than they're playing right now.
Right. They didn't throw as much, but when they did, it was like, look, you're the quarterback, Archie Manning. You're just going to have to take a big shot to get this ball downfield.
Yeah. All right. But he could run. He was a pretty good runner.
Bears Texans one more shot tonight, and then tomorrow, Monday Night Football, is the Eagles and the Falcons. So,
yes, my brother-in-law will be in attendance because my nephew works for the Falcons.
Very nice. Mazel, mazel. And then we only have 15 more weeks of this, Andy. It goes very fast. League goes fast, so very fast. We got to enjoy every second of it.
But the seasons change. It starts hot, gets cool, then bitter cold. It's pretty cool.
All right. Good talk, my friend. Nice win by your Commanders. Let's keep it rolling. Yeah. And we'll see where it goes this year, all right?
On to Cincinnati next week. They're
literally,
on to Cincinnati.
Literally on to. Are they playing in Cincy?
Yeah, Monday night.
Commanders, Bengals on Monday night?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. There we go. All right, Andy. We'll talk next week. Thank you.
Hi, Zabe. Take care.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.